Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm a little grumpy today. Dog kept waking me up, jumping off the bed, scratching for me to pick her up because she won't jump on the bed. Corey has stairs next to his side of the bed that he can jump on, but no, she wants to come on Mama's side, wake me up. A little grumpy. So I'm cleaning the kitchen today because I'm up. I mean, if I'm up, I might as well clean. And the bananas are sitting there, right? Bananas, a full batch. Is it called a batch or a bunch? It's a bunch of bananas, right? 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. It's a bunch of bananas, and they are all black and brown and mushy, and it looks like nobody touched the bananas. Now, I wouldn't have a problem with that if it wasn't 20 years of this. For 20 years, I will find a full batch of bananas that nobody ate, and I keep doing it. I keep going to the store, and I keep buying bananas. I'll bring the bananas home. I'll tell everybody to eat a banana. Eat a banana. Stone, eat a banana. Brock, did you eat a banana? Did you guys take a banana? Take a banana. Don't forget to take a banana. You got a banana? Put a banana in your backpack. Take a banana. We got a banana. Use a banana. Eat the damn banana. And they don't. And I go back to the store. I'm going shopping again this week. 50, 60 cents a pound. I might buy the organic bananas. I'll buy maybe the other. Maybe I'll do plantain. I don't know. I'll grab some sort of banana fruit for the fiber and for the vitamin C and the potassium. Bananas have a lot of vitamin C. And I will bring the bananas home, and I will beg them to eat the banana. And after days, they turn mushy and dark, and nobody wants to eat them. And I throw them out, and then I buy them again. And this is tough for me because I grew up in a family where you don't waste food. You had to finish your plate. There were kids dying in other parts of the country, and you're not eating your food. And it kills me to take these bananas and throw them out. Now, there's always somebody that tells me, we'll make banana bread out of it. When am I going to have time to make banana bread? I'm going to try to cut my carbs. And if my kids aren't going to eat a regular banana, I sincerely doubt they're going to eat banana bread. So then somebody will say, well, why don't you make banana pudding out of it? No, my kids wouldn't eat the pudding. I don't eat pudding, no. Unless it's chocolate mousse or a ganache within a chocolate cake, I don't eat anything with that sort of consistency. So I throw them out. And this is going on. So I don't know how many thousands of dollars I have spent on bananas that the kids just refuse to eat. Now, they will eat them if they are pure yellow, maybe with a touch of green, and they're firm, and they think they could kind of sink their teeth into it. But if at all there's a bruise. So I was looking online on what you could do, and apparently there are some tricks. You could actually paint the banana to make it not look brown or dark. They say, one, keep the bananas away from other fruits so they don't discolor. My bananas aren't with other fruits. They're just at the center of the table. I put the bananas at the center of the table. I clear everything so you can't miss them. The kids cannot eat breakfast. They can't even walk into the kitchen without seeing the bunch of bananas on the table. There's just no way. They can't even go to the bathroom without tripping over the bunch of bananas. And there's nothing nearby those bananas for miles. And anyway, so it's not that. They say you could actually wrap the stems in plastic wrap. So you could take each banana after you buy it, wrap the stem in plastic wrap, and that might prevent the discoloring. So that might work. I might try that because I'm really sick of every week buying the suckers. If they do ripen, you could pop them in the fridge. Now, I put bananas in the fridge, and they turn dark faster. Now, they say it's okay. As long as you don't care, the inside of the banana will still be nice and firm. Now, that's another trick I do. What I used to do with the kids, since they wouldn't eat the banana because they could see the outside peel, I would just cut the banana up. So a few months ago, I made my son's lunch, and I brought up a sandwich, and I had the bananas all cut in slices, and he looked at me like, no. I'm like, why not? He goes, because I know the banana was black and brown before you cut the pieces. And I'm like, but the pieces are fine. Now, they also suggest what you could do is you can marinate the banana in citrus fruit or ascorbic acid. You could take vitamin C, dissolve it, drip it onto the banana slice once it's peeled to make it look nice and fresh. You could even add diluted vinegar to the banana. They say, I didn't know how. Here, I'm looking right now at WikiHow, how to keep your sliced bananas from browning. They say you can put fruit juice on them like lime or lemon juice. If I'm having lime juice, I'm drinking a Corona. And then you could coat the sliced bananas in the juice. And then you can revive them with pineapple or grapefruit juice. You could put soda water on them. You could even put tap water. You could run the banana under tap water to try to salvage the color of it. You could freeze a banana. You could right before the banana is about to turn color, you could freeze it. And then, you know what I need to do? You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to coat them in chocolate. The only time I've ever seen my kids eat a banana is if it comes in one of those baskets that have chocolate-covered fruits. And then if it's dipped in chocolate, they have no idea how bruised it is. And then I don't know how you do it. I think you use one of those Hershey shell things, and you dip it. I don't know. You dip it, and then it's all chocolatey, and it's crispy. It cracks, the chocolate cracks, so maybe I'll do that. But anyway, so to make a long story short, I need some advice on how to get the kids to eat the guys' brown bananas. Now, somebody might say, well, why don't you just give them a different fruit? I've tried apples. I've tried grapes. I've tried oranges. I have tried every fruit. They won't eat fruit. I don't get it. When they're little babies that eat the little pear, I would eat the pear. You get the little Gerber, and you would give them the pear, and they would love pear. I buy them actual pears, and the pear is sitting there non-bruised. They won't touch it. Like when you were a baby, you used to eat pear, and you would poop pear, and you would pee pear, and you love pear, and now you don't eat it? No, Mom. It's okay. I'll drink a smoothie. So I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. And I'm sick of seeing the discolored bananas not eaten. And I'm not going to make banana bread. I'm done. 1-877-DOT-DOLLAR. Don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We have Dorian calling from Virginia. Hey, Dorian, how you doing?
Hi, Doctor. I was just calling regarding the contents of the COVID vaccine, if you don't mind disclosing that, please.
Oh, okay. So you'd like the ingredient list of the COVID vaccine?
If you don't mind. Thank you.
Absolutely. Do you have any concerns? Have you taken the COVID vaccine yet?
I have not, but my mom and dad have. I just wanted to know what was in there.
Absolutely. I'm pulling it up right now. There's the original ingredient is the mRNA. The mRNA is a piece of genetic material that has a code to build the spike proteins. And so let me actually pull up what it's surrounded by, because there's a lot of chemicals surrounded. Let me see here. And the mRNA has to be enveloped in a lipid lipoprotein envelope. And that's to allow that mRNA from the vaccine vial to get into the body and then to get into the cell. In order for your muscle cell to be able to pick it up, it needs to have that transit or that conduit. Now, that's only for the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine. The Johnson & Johnson is a little different. So for the Pfizer vaccine, you have the mRNA. You have this lipid coat. And this lipid coat is full of, and now I'm reading it, all right? It's 4-hydroxybutyl-azanidyl-bis-hexane-6-1-diol-bis-2-hexyl-decanoate-2-polyethylene-glycol-NN-ditetra-desylase-tamide-1,2-distyrrol-SN-glycerol-3. So the lipid lipoprotein has obviously chemicals in there to make that little envelope. It also will have potassium chloride, which is something we've talked about when we were concerned about some of the collapses. Was the potassium chloride enough to mess with the heart or not? We don't believe so. CDC has not ruled that being an issue, but there's potassium chloride in there. Then they have monobasic potassium phosphate, sodium chloride, disodium phosphate, dihydrate, and then sucrose. So between the salts, between the sugar with the adjuncts, it's not enough to make anybody with diabetes worry. It's not supposed to be levels that could affect the heart or could affect, you know, cause congestive heart failure or anything like that. They're very, very small amounts that are supposed to help keep the virus, or the, not the virus, the mRNA within the vaccine content stable enough to get into the body, and then the body could do what it needs to. The Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, very similar. It has the mRNA, but the lipid envelope is a little different. And by the way, there is polyethylene glycol, the PEG, which we spoke about earlier on the show. So the lipid profile of the Moderna vaccine has something called SM-102 polyethylene glycol, 2,000 dimeristoyl glycerol, cholesterol, 1,2-distyrrol, SN-glycerol-3-phosphocholine. Again, those are things that help make that lipid envelope. But rather than the potassium chloride, they have something called tromethamine, tromethamine hydrochloride, acetic acid, sodium acetate, and then, of course, some sucrose. So not because you're tasting it or trying to make it taste better, but because, yeah, it's... These are adjuvants or ingredients that help kind of stabilize the vaccine. Your Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a little different because that uses an adenovirus as a vector to bring DNA. So rather than mRNA, it has DNA. And so these components, do we know enough about them? These are things that have been used in other vaccines. Many people are concerned, about the newness of the technology. The newness of the mRNA is also debatable because we've used mRNA technology for other issues, for other medicines. In fact, we have tons of cancer research using mRNA technology, which is what they want to expand this to. But in terms of a vaccine to prevent coronavirus, a new strain of a virus that we haven't seen until 2019, it makes people a little kind of uneasy. But those are the ingredients. Let me make sure I answer Dorian's question. Hi, Dorian, does that answer your question?
I guess it does for the most part, but a few of my friends with autoimmune type 1 have been going hypo after taking the COVID vaccine, and I was curious as to why, because there is sucrose in there, but you said it shouldn't be too much to affect the blood sugars.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. It's such a touch. So autoimmune, are they diabetic or they have autoimmune diseases like other diseases?
They are diabetic.
Oh, they are diabetic, yes. So something like this should not alter the sugar. It should not alter pancreas function that we know of. Now, sometimes after the shot, you could feel bad. You might feel nauseous. I didn't want to eat, which made the whole family alarmed, going, oh my gosh, mom's not eating. And so, unfortunately, if some people go hypoglycemic, it could be because they just aren't eating their usual diet, maybe feeling a little nauseous for a couple days. But it shouldn't have that effect. That being said, these are new vaccines, and I believe we're still studying the whole range of side effects, even though the CDC believes most of the things reported are not vaccine-related. You know, I still have an open mind to people who say, look, you know, I noticed the vaccine did this to me. Has anybody else had this? And by the way, Dorian, if you want, let your friends know, we have on Facebook a Facebook page for any of you guys that want to read it and look at other people's experiences with the vaccine. It's called COVID Vaccine Experience, Good, Bad, Neutral. So people could say, look, it was fine. I had my vaccine. Didn't hurt. Nothing happened. Or others might report, I had this. Did anybody else have this? And in fact, that Facebook page started to highlight that people were getting a metallic taste after the vaccine with some recipients. And so we started to look at that. We started to study it. So it's nice to see what other people are reporting, even though the CDC might debunk it and prove that it has nothing to do with the vaccine. It is interesting to see what other people are experiencing, as long as they're giving truthful accounts, and see if there's something we need to look at or research. Okay?
Definitely. Thank you.
All right, Dorian, thanks for calling in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, we have some interesting, unfortunately, some we had a shooting today. I apologize. Now my computer is starting to act up. There was a shooting at Fort Derrick in Maryland, where a suspect, 38 years old, starts to open fire at the base, and he injured two. So just after 8 a.m. this morning, Frederick police said they responded to an active shooting. There are two male victims that were shot. They have been flown to a Baltimore hospital. They are currently in critical condition. Police said the gunman, 38 years old, was killed by military personnel at Fort Detrick. First responders rendered aid, but the suspect did later succumb to his injuries. And, you know, these active shooters, we spoke about how, you know, if we could make an analysis, or if we could study what makes them tick, why they would do something so heinous to just start shooting randomly. Many times the active shooters die at the scene, so we can't go into their head and figure out what's going on. We're going to be talking about this case where two brothers kill their whole family in Texas and commit suicide, and they thought they were doing their family a favor so their family wouldn't mourn them and be sad that they were gone, that they killed their family as well. I mean, we are dealing with people that have the most severe mental illnesses that are just walking around our world, acting normal, you know, going into the same grocery stores, restaurants, possibly schools. Who knows? And then they decide to do something like this. So back to Maryland, authorities said that the victims, there were two that were shot on 8400 block of Progress Drive, flown to University of Maryland Shock Trauma Center in Baltimore. They do remain in critical condition. Suspect was shot by military personnel during the shooting at the Fort Detrick base. Police said first responders did render medical aid, but he died a short time later. So, officials, of course, reported that they did neutralize the active shooter situation. Interesting how they use the term neutralize. We use the term neutralize in medicine. It's a very, very powerful action, but neutralized has a softer tone. Rather than saying we killed the guy that was shooting everybody up, they say we neutralized, meaning we prevented any more chemical reaction or any more reaction or any more effect from that. So I'm fine with them using that term neutralized. And, you know, you do what you can to save lives, because not sure what the heck this guy was thinking and why he decided to start shooting people up. But we'll keep you guys posted as we get any more information. Keep your calls and questions coming at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is celebrating his 100th day in office with a stop down in Georgia. The president and first lady heading to Georgia to sell his next economic recovery plan.
100% I'm thinking about running.
President Trump's comments on Fox Business regarding a 2024 run. The former president continues.
We will, I think, be very successful. If we were very successful, look, I ran twice. And the second time I got 12 million more votes than the first time, which very rarely happens for a president. I got the largest number of votes in the history of our country for a sitting president. And I was told if I got 66 million, you couldn't lose. I got 75 million.
Trump also floating Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida as a possible running mate. And you're listening to USA Radio News. There's a push to move sexual assault cases in the military from commanding officers to independent authorities. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says there's an epidemic of cases in the ranks and that something needs to be done to stop it.
The most recent Pentagon survey found that 2 in 3 survivors reported retaliation because they reported a crime against themselves.
The New York Democrat saying a recent report shows around 21,000 service members were assaulted in 2018. The 2021 NFL draft kicks off tonight in Cleveland. League Commissioner Roger Goodell talks about bringing fans back with ABC's Good Morning America.
You know, the thing we miss the most from the 2020 season, whether it's the draft or our entire season and the postseason Super Bowl, were fans. We all felt the lack of energy without the fans.
The draft begins at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are back at Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I have already moved forward to the paper towel for my allergies. I've run out of hankies. I've run out of Kleenex. So luckily I have paper towel. I'm using the Brawny. Right, big Brawny or Bounty, the bigger, quicker paper upper, Bounty. I use Bounty. Whatever has the jingle, that's the one I use. So, hey, it's absorbent. It does what it can. Just, I gotta tell you, I am not handling allergy season well at all. Okay, so for those of you that are kind of looking at what's going on in Europe, Europe is kind of leading the way for our next phase of COVID, just like they led the way last year. So we seem to follow what happens in after Europe. Europe seems to get it first, just like New Year's. You know, everybody is celebrating New Year's in Australia, and then they celebrate it in parts of Asia, and then in Europe, and we're here in America going, when do we get to do New Year's? It's still daylight, and everybody is partying it up around the globe, and here we are in America still waiting. Same thing with flu. Flu will hit other areas, it'll hit the southern hemisphere, it might hit the east, and then we just wait until we finally get our flu. So maybe it's advantageous because we get to watch and see what happens in other places, or sometimes we just seem to look like we're behind the curve. So Europe definitely gets kudos for taking the hits first when it comes to COVID, when it comes to the cases spiking like we're seeing in Italy, as we're seeing in France, as we're seeing in Germany. India has had, not in Europe, but India has had, I think, another 30, 40,000 cases in the last 24 hours. So, you know, we are needing to be very receptive to the idea that what's happening over there might eventually happen over here to us. One thing that doesn't seem to be happening yet is our enthusiasm for the AstraZeneca vaccine. Dr. Fauci had even suggested that we might not need the AstraZeneca vaccine because we are opening up a vaccination eligibility. I think we're Biden's administration is going to now open it up as of April 19th. Everybody should be able to have access rather than the May 1 deadline. So states are already in my neck of the woods. Anybody 16 on up who wants to get the vaccine can now sign up. Pending supplies, at least they could go ahead and sign up. So if Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer have already flooded our market with vaccines, we might not need the AstraZeneca vaccine. Some of you are breathing a sigh of relief because you haven't really liked what you've heard in Europe when it comes to the AstraZeneca vaccine and possible shot or possible clot link. So that's been a cluster because that's been going back and forth. There were some people who reported blood clots, and the European Medicine Agency, I think it was the EU Medicines Agency or one of the medical regulators in Europe, ended up saying, no, guys, AstraZeneca is fine. You could still use it. It's not clot. It's not linked to the clot cases. Meanwhile, Germany is like, we're not going to use it. Multiple countries are like, we're going to suspend certain batches or we're just not going to use the vaccine. We'll use something else. And then that started to throw everybody into a tailspin because COVID cases are rising. People were panicking that more people would die of COVID while people were hemming and hawing, you know, not pooping or getting off the pot when it comes to the AstraZeneca vaccine. And there were some cases of clots or CVST. CVST is a cerebral venous sinus thrombosis. It's a big, bad clot to the brain. And symptoms of that can be headache and blurred vision and seizures, and people could die. And so there were some cases that they thought were possibly linked to the AstraZeneca shot, and the medical agencies in Europe saying, nope, nope, not the AstraZeneca shot, you're all good. Keep going, keep using it. Well, today we hear that the European drug regulator chief says there is a clear link between AstraZeneca and blood clots. It's very, very rare, a very low rate, but a clear enough link that they're going to just reserve that shot for people under 30 years old. And they say they don't see as many of the cases in those under 30, so they'll use the AstraZeneca for the younger crowd. Now remember, AstraZeneca was already a younger vaccine, younger age group vaccine, because it wasn't tested in those, I believe, over 55 or 65. I have to double check. So it wasn't for the seniors. That shot was indicated for, I believe, 55 and below. So for them to just kind of narrow the range to 30 and below, not kids, of course, it's not too big of a stretch. And AstraZeneca, yeah, I haven't even seen what their stock has done. I have to, I'm not sure. I'll double check that one. So when this news hit, obviously, people who have been, Dr. Dahlia, I'm worried about the shot. I told you I don't want to get the shot. I'm not excited about the shot. You know, they said, did you see this? Did you see this? And I've never changed my position on these vaccines. My position is that there are going to be certain side effects, and there are going to be, unfortunately, certain casualties, because nothing is 100% safe. But as public officials have to outweigh the benefits versus the risks, because of COVID and the death rate, and I forget how many we are. Okay, sorry. I'm doing what Biden did. I have to look up the number. Because there's been 2.8 million deaths globally, in the U.S., 568,000 deaths, public officials are going to pick one, and they're going to say the vaccine is safer than the possible side effects. But as I had said last month when the debate first started, what I would recommend is anybody who is, first of all, if anybody did sustain a clot, run a coagulable, it's called a coagulability panel that takes a look to see if they're factor V lead-in mutation carriers or what potential they had to get a clot. Were they smokers? Were they maybe on estrogen? Did they have a family history of blood clots? Did they have a genetic mutation? And then if so, people could be screened. You could screen people for which shot they could get. But that costs a lot of money, takes a lot of time, and so much bureaucracy with that one and red tape that I don't see anybody taking that advice. Unfortunately, now you have people scared. And you have people distrusting regulators. We're going to talk a little bit about, later about how there's a poll looking at how people are not as trusting of the CDC as they once were based on some of the back and forth. Well, America's watching what's happening in Europe, and if they're seeing that European agencies were saying, guys, it's safe, it's fine, there's no leak, nothing to see here, no need to connect the two, it's a false narrative, fake news, and then all of a sudden you have somebody go, nah, honestly, we don't know why some people are getting clots, but yeah, some people are getting clots, that's going to freak people out. And the growing consensus is we're not being told the truth. If there have been 2,000 deaths that the CDC has had to investigate, and the CDC says none of them are vaccine related, as a doctor, I'm going to believe them because we are trained that you believe the CDC. But if the CDC is equitable to the same agency in Europe that had said, guys, no link, nothing to see here, no, and then they're going, actually, yeah, there is a link, then people aren't going to believe the CDC. And I've always said the same thing. People want honesty. I get that in the short run, honesty might scare people from getting the vaccine. But I look at the long game. And the long game is if somebody thinks that anybody is throwing them some BS, then when the CDC says, all right, guys, you need to do this, nobody's going to believe it. And we're already starting to get to that level where many people are listening to the CDC going, you want us to do what for Easter? Really? What? So if I was with the CDC, or if I was Dr. Fauci, or if I was anybody in the Biden administration, I would just get on camera or get behind the mic and say, look, guys, which is why they aren't asking me to do it. I'd say, look, okay, we have this many people died of COVID. We don't think the vaccines are going to kill the average person or hurt the average person, but there are going to be some people having side effects. So your choice is COVID or the low, low risk of a side effect. Me personally, I'd rather get the vaccine and because I'm more scared of COVID. And that's what I think. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
All right, guys,
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So luckily, the death rate is starting to level off. Still, COVID-19 was not the number one cause of death in 2020. They say it still lagged behind heart disease and cancer. So COVID-19, although it did kill, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, unfortunately, in this country, and we're still debating, of course, where we are still, unfortunately, you know, debating how many times COVID-19 was used as a cause of death when it might not have. The CDC said that COVID-19 ended up being the third leading cause, and that the pandemic pushed the total U.S. death toll beyond 3.3 million, which is the nation's highest annual death toll. People had asked, well, aren't we having the same number of people die this year as we did last year versus flu and pneumonia and heart disease? It was higher. They say the coronavirus caused in 2020 375,000 deaths, was the third leading cause of death after heart disease and cancer. Heart disease is always the number one cause of death. It's been that way for decades. Cancer as well. And so COVID-19 deaths now hitting the 568,000 mark. We have about 8,700 in critical condition, according to Worldometers. That is slowly upticking, going up since last couple weeks, but it's staying steady. Not a good sign when we're seeing surges, but some states are seeing more cases than others. Of the top 10 states, we're seeing an increase of 15% or more. That includes North Dakota, which is up about 5%. Washington State has been up about 15%. Illinois up 16% in the last week. Ohio up 18%. Arizona up 18%. Oregon up 21%. Michigan up 30%. Michigan has had a lot of cases, even those who have been vaccinated. We'll talk about that a little bit later as well. Maine has been, I don't know what the exact percentage is. They're not saying it hasn't been filled, but it hasn't been complete on this article. But Maine has had a spike. Alaska has as well. And then Nebraska. Nebraska, they said it's been up 70% in terms of case numbers. New cases in the last 7 days, 175. But mind you, Nebraska hasn't been that active with COVID. So for them to now go up to 175, it's a huge uptick. And somebody had asked, could the vaccines be causing our numbers to go up? Now, that's interesting because you're going to hear people at the same time go, yes, no. Some will say no, some will say yes. Logic dictates, as we are mass vaccinating, as we're close to 20% of the country vaccinating, cases should go down. And so vaccines are helping. Vaccines might be staving off the numbers. However, on the flip side, if you are vaccinated, are you a little bit more lax? I mean, I've been. Now, you know, I've always shown care, and I've worn my mask, and even before COVID, I would wear masks with patients and things like that. But am I starting to be a little bit more social? Am I hugging people? And I'm not doing the whole, I'm going to stand over here. I mean, if I see somebody that's a friend of mine and they're vaccinated, I'm going to hug. So you could argue that those people who are vaccinated might be just a little too quick to be open and touchy and free. And in Michigan, they say nearly 250 fully vaccinated people have tested positive for COVID. So we know that you could still get COVID when you're vaccinated. We know that you could still, well, there's been some debate with the CDC, but I feel that if you can get COVID when you're vaccinated, you could also shed it and give it to shed, S-H-E-D, to other people. So, but one of you had asked if you are releasing more viral particles if you're vaccinated. Will a vaccinated person who doesn't have COVID make somebody sick with COVID? The answer to that is a vehement no. The way these vaccines work, you're not creating the virus. You're just making the spike proteins to train your immune system to identify it and fight it. So you're not infectious at any point. The only time you are infectious when you get a vaccine, at the most esoteric, rarest possible chance, is if you get a live attenuated virus, which none of the COVID viruses are. The live attenuated viruses, we've seen those with the nasal spray with flu, not the injectable, but the nasal spray. We see that with the MMR, with the varicella, where they take the virus, they weaken it, or they genetically modify it to that the shape, its entity, will come into your body, trigger the immune response, but it's not strong enough to make you sick or to replicate. Those are the live attenuated viruses. We're not using that with COVID. We're not. We're using genetic material to have your body make a protein that you're, a spike protein that your body can then recognize when the real thing comes. So you shouldn't be getting sick. But if somebody wants to make an argument that they do think that, you know, some people might be more lax, and people who are vaccinated and they're seen in the news that the cases are going down, they might not be as diligent with social distancing and all that. I personally feel it's not the social distancing and the mask use. I really believe it's we have variants. We are being told now that the COVID-19 variant, the one that spreads easier, has already been detected in all 50 states. That's the UK B1171. So we're already seeing the case. I mean, and that's for those cases that we're watching. Yeah, I'm licensed in multiple states, and Arizona made one of the top 10 lists for COVID. And people have been calling. I've seen an uptick in people calling with COVID symptoms. And I say, look, this could be COVID. They're like, no, it's not COVID. I had COVID in the past. It's definitely not COVID. I go, it still could be. No, I have a cold. Alright, yeah, we're still in the trail end of cough and cold season, and sometimes allergies can predispose you to sinus infections, but this could still be COVID. And they're calling telemedicine, so they're not getting tested, because they're trying to get treated on telemedicine. And when I say, look, you need to get tested, I don't want you going to work, but how many times, you know, how easy it is for them to just hang up on me and just not tell their boss that I had suggested they isolate and get tested. So I think we're having issues because there are people with it. There are people that don't want to isolate. They're sick of the isolation and they need to work. They're sick of the whole mask and social distancing thing. They're sick of the concept that they could be getting COVID again. I mean, in the past, if you got a cold, you were supposed to stay home for a day or two until you felt better and go back to work. With the flu, after the fever went away, you'd go back to work. Now, with COVID, no, you have to be off work at least 10 days. People aren't liking that. So I do think that if people have it, they are infecting others because they're not avoiding others. We're being told here in Nebraska, the 7-day rolling average has risen 114% over the last 2 weeks. Now they're clocking in 243 cases per day, up to 522 a day. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.